move on and we'll ask a wonderful writer and performer who hosts her own open mic at the Hopkinton Cable Studio Station. That's Cheryl Peralt, who performs alone and also performs with Steve Rapson, and I believe the latter is going to happen tonight. And you should check out her open mic sometime. I think it's usually the third Saturday of the month. Saturday morning, by the way. You have to get up for it, but it's really worth the trip. So Steve's getting his guitar, and Cheryl, why don't you make your way? Give Cheryl Peralt a big welcome. And Steve Rapson.
Thank you, Ellen. Steve, did you bring your capo? Very good. When Steve brings his capo on this particular piece, there is a line that I sing, even though singing is still new territory to me. The line is, "If only I had known." The line, "If only I had known," is something that I heard when it was the... Ooh.
Difficult piece to play, I gotta say.
The first anniversary of 9/11. And there were some letters being read. And one of the lines that I heard that stuck with me is, "If only I had known." And unfortunately, quite a few of us in life say that at one point or another. When I woke up this morning and my feet fell to the floor, and I groaned putting on my clothes, bumped into the bed, I softly swore. And I looked over at you, remembered the grudge I held on to from the night before. The words you said are now blurry, something like how I didn't seem to worry about things the same way that you do. Something like how you thought that I was changing and growing apart somehow. But I would have heard all these words more carefully if only I had known how much I truly love you. If only I had known. I was about to lose you. If only I had known it was the last time. I went away and had a pretty lousy day, growling and grieving at whoever was in my way, scowling at the busy traffic, driving blindly on the road, seeming like it took forever as I took the long way home, thinking how I never called you although my fingers stretched to the phone, how by then I realized like to be alone, how badly I did in fact behave, how far I let my anger go, and how I would have done things differently if only I had known how much I truly love you. If only I had known. I was about to lose you. If only I had known it was the last time I would see you. Mm-hmm. now I sit often in this quiet corner with my knees pressed to my chest. All alone I sit and ponder and listen to the emptiness. Hear the silence echoes sadly singing off the walls and bedroom floor. Hear the phone that has stopped ringing with your voice I hear no more. Hear the footsteps that no longer come to meet me at the door. Hear the goodbye I never got to say, as now I try to see your face each and every single day. But now the only thing I seem to do is look and see how I truly miss you, and how I should have reconciled and kissed you, and how I would have said all this to you if only I had known. How much I truly love you, if only I had known. I was about to lose you, if only I had known. It was the last time I would see you. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Cheryl Perrault and Steve Rabson.